This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Oh, man.
This meeting is being recorded.
I couldn't eat another bite. Welcome back to town after Thanksgiving, everybody. How we doing? You guys good?
Yeah.
You guys good?
Still full.
You good, Rye?
I'm good.
You good? Dude, I'm still full. Katie, you good? You good? You good?
Are you okay?
Okay, you guys, I was parallel parking this morning, and the radio was off because... Now, brace yourselves. The 1-800 Cars for Kids commercial came on.
No.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Bro. I turned the radio off so fast. I turned the radio off faster than the Kraken being down 3-0. And as I was parallel parking, I heard myself breathing. And I thought, man, I gotta, what is happening right now? Too much cornbread stuffing? What is happening? Too much gravy? You guys, what happened to me? What happened to me?
Are you still eating leftovers? What's the cutoff? 2 days?
I mean, I'm not currently eating them. I was eating them 30 seconds before the show started, yes. Oh, Thanksgiving's the best. It's the best. It's the best, except for how our hockey team is playing. Right? Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, a pretty good one.
Yeah?
I played the greatest game of pass ball in my life. I'm a 37-year-old lady running backwards, flying in the air, tackling people practically, just absolutely demolishing the other team.
What's your 40 time, you think?
Faster than yours.
I would take that bet. 40-yard dash? I'll think about that.
We should film that in Dallas. I 100% could beat your 40-yard dash time.
100%.
Wow.
I am very confident that in a straight line, I could run faster than you at this point in my life.
She has been running a lot lately.
I'm very confident about
See,
this.
See, now, here's what I'm thinking. Boy, I really want to take this bet. What date? When?
When are we running? Right now.
No. I mean, we can't leave the studio.
He just had Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah,
that's
I said I'm tired.
At my peak right now.
We're gonna do this.
I'm taking this bet.
We're gonna do this.
I am a one, especially literally.
It's not a race.
Right now.
By the way, it's not a race. The missing link is gonna hold the stopwatch, and then he's gonna play poker face because it's the 40. So we're gonna measure out 40. We'll have one cone at the front, one cone where he's standing with the clock. Individually timed, 40.
I mean, Brett, right now, because I'll kick your butt.
I mean, I'm taking this bet. We're gonna do it.
Great.
Oh, it's happening.
What's the stakes? Like, what's the who wins? What? What do you get when you win?
Steaks.
What do I get? What, yeah, are you going to buy me some meat?
Yeah, the winner gets steaks. And I think both of us will probably be losers at the end of it, really. I'm being honest.
I'd jump in there, but I'm still in a boot.
Yeah, no, once you're fully rehabbed. Yeah. And we could let Chris in on this, too, if he wants. But that's not where the bet
lies. I don't care who buys me my dinner.
You think you're beating everybody on the show?
Yes. Especially Ryan.
Pretty determined.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, he's being weighed down. He has a literal like anchor on his ankle.
It comes off Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
So the race is on Saturday. Are you in?
The training starts.
Oh, no, I went from talking about breathing through my mouth to entering a race in no time flat. Oh, no.
Do we have a track by us?
He's limbering up right now.
We're going to figure this out. 40 paces, 40 yards.
Yeah.
All right. You're on. Fine.
100% you're going down.
No.
I'm getting steak.
No. No. Started from the bottom, but now I'm going all the way up.
This is going to be fun to watch.
You know what else is fun to watch?
Release the show.
That's right.
Well, I could walk.
What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
It is Release the Show. Your favorite Seattle Kraken hockey podcast. Even in the bad times, we're here to make you laugh and have a little fun along the way on your Kraken season. I'm Brett. He's Ryan. That's Katie. Our friend Chris, he's got better things to do today. Let's be honest. That's all right. Wherever he is, we love him. He's with us here in spirit. Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. Two locations in Western Washington. Wiener Schnitzel. Make it a Wiener Schnitzel Wednesday.
Yeah, I like it.
All right? Make it a Wiener Schnitzel Wednesday. If you go into Wiener Schnitzel on Wednesday, you mention Release the Show, you get a free ice cream cone with your purchase. Did you know that? It's a Wiener Schnitzel Wednesday.
Love it.
Yeah. Get to Wiener Schnitzel on Wednesday. Mention your favorite Kraken hockey podcast. Release the show. Get a free ice cream cone. And if the employees look like they don't know what they're what you're talking about, they won't.
They'll know. They'll know.
Oh, they'll know.
Insist.
Yeah.
No, they'll know what you're talking about. I'm just kidding. Yeah, mention Release the Show. Get a free ice cream cone. And if you mention the football podcast, which...
Wait, we don't mention other shows on
I'm
the
not
shows.
Mentioning it. I'm saying if you mention the football podcast, which I will not tell you the name of, if you mention the football podcast, you get a free hot dog. So if you mention both podcasts, you get a free hot dog and a free ice cream cone at Wiener Schnitzel.
Maybe.
With any other purchase. And another purchase to cover the ice cream
cone.
Yeah,
there you go.
Mention the other show, but walk in there, just yell, Release the Show.
Yeah, that's good.
Start your order that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Scare the person.
Do they have a theme song to play afterwards?
Oh, yeah. They'll play it in the restaurant.
Have the podcast. Boom. Have the podcast ready to go. Speakerphone right there on the desk. Boom. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. The Kraken, everybody. Well, they can beat the Sharks. I said I was nervous about that game. I take it back. They proved me wrong.
The one time.
They can take care of the Sharks, can't they? And boy, did they. We are thankful for the San Jose Sharks because... then we played the Canucks, and do we have a hockey team this year, or do we have a bunch of guys that just get together and skate every once in a while? And if they win, great, and if they lose, that's fine too. Like, what's going on? Because as a fan base, it's whoa, this is a bumpy ride. And as a team, I mean, are they a team right now? What's happening, Ryan?
So the Vancouver game was the one game that I was nervous about.
Yeah,
I told you they weren't going to come in there and perform like they should.
Yeah,
and of course, they got one goal that got called back. That kind of took some wind out of their sails. But mm-hmm. they can't they've got to come back from that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if they're much of a team right now.
Dude, they remind me of another team in town right now that plays with a oddly shaped ball, because all they do is get up in front of the microphones. I saw Dan. I think it was Dan. Yeah, it was definitely Dan right before the Canucks game saying, well, this is a big opportunity. We got a big chance tonight. Who's that? It sounds like another team in town. Oh, big opportunity, big chance, opportunity to make a statement. And they go out and they lose the game 4-3 in a tight one where they score one off of a tricky bounce. Don't get blown out when you say you've got a big opportunity.
We want them to be our rivals so bad.
Ugh.
But we can't. I mean, we took one from them in their home barn, but I mean, we can't keep giving up. I hate playing the Canucks so bad.
No, dude, this is going, come on, man. We can't, listen, we need to enjoy playing the Canucks because we need to get up for those games. And they were down and we couldn't even beat them in those years. Now they're up and but we beat them.
Sure.
The one time.
Well, I don't know. Good thing we're going into Chicago where they're a similar team to the Sharks. So I think you're going to have we'll have a better game, I hope. But yeah. We also are going up against Connor Bedard, and he's unreal right now.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind.
10 goals and 7 assists so far.
Mm-hmm.
19 games. It's crazy.
Well, we've had some high draft picks. How are they doing?
Everybody's doing okay, and that's the thing with the Kraken. Everybody's doing all right. Ali Tolvanen, 11 points, 7 games. I mean, that's pretty good. Everybody else, they're ticking along, but there's nothing that's standing out to me right now.
Hmm.
A couple shows ago, you asked, like, what this team is going to take to kind of get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get mad. I'm like, hey, let's just hold on. As I'm driving in today, I've just started thinking about it. I'm starting to get that point. As a fan, I'm starting to get mad. Like, yeah. Let's get something going.
Yeah.
And it's going to take somebody to step up and do something that's not their game. It's out of their normal realm of playing to create these chances or create the atmosphere or to do something where the team can turn and be like, all right, that's the turning point for the season. And that's what we're going to like go off of.
Yeah. Who wants to be the star? Who wants to be the man? Who wants to be the leader? Who's going to step up? We got 3 assistant captains. I keep beating it to death on this show because I'm used to other sports. I don't understand. I think this is a problem, honestly. And I think it's a problem that the people don't want to talk about. Like especially people close to the Kraken, some of the beat writers and things like that, they feel like they don't want to talk about it. But if you listen closely, is there a chemistry problem on this team because there's not just a leader? Is this team starting to fracture off into 3 different corners of the locker room? Like, honestly, because they don't play like they're together. And I hear things like, well, you know, a team needs to gel. A team needs to become a family. This far into the season, they need to become a family? No, they needed to become a family before the season even started. Yeah. And I think if you pick a captain, if you pick a lead dog, you know, I mean, let's go with some Northwest references up here, shall we, everybody? Like sled dogs and stuff like that. You need a lead dog, don't you? You can't just have 3 assistant dogs for 3 seasons.
Wait. Sled dogs in Washington?
Yeah, why not? Close enough to Alaska or something. I'm just saying, Ryan, like if you're not like, okay, we've all played a lot of sports growing up, all kinds of different sports, baseball, football, soccer, whatever. Some teams you have a captain. Some teams you kind of don't have a captain. Baseball, you don't really have a captain in baseball unless you're Derek Jeter, you know? So, like, fine, everybody just plays hard. But the teams where you have a captain, you look to those people. Like, in football, you pick one from the offense, one from the defense, one from the special teams. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Those are your leaders or captains. You look to them. Seems like we don't have an identity. I don't think we know who we are. And I don't think it's coming from any players. It's like Hacksaw's just trying to make them into who he wants them to be, but who from the inside, man? You have to have an inside man.
So it can't come from the coach, it can't come from the GM, it can't come from the management. It's got to come from that leadership group, or it's got to come from somebody that's not in that leadership.
No more groups.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's too Canadian. What is it with this sport? No more groups.
All right.
No, I want one dude to walk through the saloon doors, flash his belt buckle around, and be like, all right,
yep.
No more of this bull. Do I have it on this one? No more of this. All right. Let's go, guys. Come on now. Enough is enough, man. I mean, do we have that guy on this team? And if we don't, then I'm going to start looking towards the front office.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be somebody, a third, fourth line player who decides to step up and like, we're going to change. We're going to change now and we're going to go for it. And he puts on that show. He plays the full 60 and gets everybody rallying around him. That's something that can happen on the ice. We just had 3 days off, which we haven't had this entire month of November. We've played 14 games this month, and it's basically back to back, or with one day in between. So we have 3 days off. They left after Thanksgiving, went to Chicago. I guess there's some team building functions. Again, that's something that's like from the team sanctioned. They need to go out and all get drunk at a bar together. Like they need to do something that is just team local, rent out the back room of a bar and just go for it.
That's what they gotta do. With the entire town that they're in. They need to be in Calgary. They need to pick a fight with every single person there. Right? Like, what was that scene? It's in Cool Runnings, isn't it? Don't they get in like a bar fight and then from there on they're a team? Every good sports movie has this scene in it.
That's what it's going to take. It's going to take something where they can have each other's back.
Yes.
Back when I was playing, actually, this is youth hockey. We're in Boston, and I was not getting along with my new line mate. It was just something about his personality, and we didn't mesh. I felt he was messing up or whatever, and it got to the point where we kind of started fighting each other in the locker room after a game.
Tensions boiling over.
I couldn't take it anymore. We're on this road trip. We're out for 2 weeks. And we started fighting in the locker room. Later on that night in the hotel, a couple of the teammates pulled us in the room. They sock taped us together. So now we're physically taped together. They put us on a luggage cart and wheeled us outside in Boston snowing. And you guys figured it out.
Yeah.
And that was the team doing that to us. But in return, that made us stronger because now we all have something to play. Yeah. You know, like that was something that we can look back on and be like, all right, yeah, we're fighting in the locker room. Okay, now we're better for it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not saying they need to do something like that, but they need to do something.
Yeah, well, if they did that to any of these guys, they'd have to have a full like ESPN outside the lines investigative journalism report on team hazing and stuff like that, you know? I don't know, man. I totally agree, though. They need something that's going to light a fire under them. I mean, Turbo came back, lit a fire under him. Now he's out again, eh?
Well, Turbo's a little bit of a Band-Aid right now. So if he gets back, but he's one of those energy guys. We need people like that. But when Turbo's not playing, we need somebody to step up in his place.
Yeah, but isn't Turbo also kind of a tradable piece once that deadline comes around? And isn't he a guy that you might start looking at? Because, you know, he can't stay healthy. I like him when he's out there. I understand he's a fan favorite because of the photo he takes preseason.
Sure.
But guys, what has he ever really done on the ice, and how come he can't stay on the ice? And everyone tells me it's the style that he plays with, but if the style that he plays with is such that he can't stay out there and help the team, then, I mean... Should
I
stay or should
I go? I think we're at the point in the season now where we got to start looking at what's good for the team down the stretch run, what's good for the team in the next couple of years, not just what's good for the fans or good for ticket sales.
How about not getting rid of a fan favorite preseason, like actual Dan Sprong?
Again, sore. Got to bring up Dan again.
Well, preseason, I said, I think this is going to come back to bite them in the butt. And it's not like we can actually, you know, connect the red yarn dots to this definitively. But what they're missing is a heart and a soul. And I know that guy had that in, you know, tenfold coming in on the contract that he came in on, that prove it kind of thing. Nobody wanted him. He's got a chip on his shoulder, something to prove, just like everybody from the Northwest. He comes in, lights the team's, you know, personality on fire, and then they ship him out of town like Gino Suarez.
You say the Mariners are trading away players. Maybe we can pick up a couple of those guys.
Yeah, I think the Mariners and the Kraken might like each other a little bit too much, to be honest with you. Like, they're taking a page out of their book. What?
Well, Seattle's got to play in their building first of the year, so got to act like the Mariners.
Maybe that's it. Man, what's with the Mariners, by the way? Sorry.
Hold on, hold on. I'm going to jump in. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's a good thing you did.
Because we have rants that are in agreement with you. And I just want to hear it from a fan perspective.
Does it have the Mariners in it? Because let me give you a rant real quick from a Seattle fan perspective. Does it have the Mariners in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I'll let the person do it. Just release the rants?
Yes.
All right. releasetherants@gmail.com. Fine. If they missed anything, I'll fill in the blanks.
Okay, there you go.
Because, man, am I hot about that one. That is so classic, Mariners. Ugh.
Seattle
we'll
sports.
We'll always have 95.
Ugh. And sorry. The regular
sorry,
season
sorry,
of 2000.
Sorry, go on.
Well,
go
and
on,
the regular bad. Season of 2001.
Yeah. Oh,
come
yeah.
On.
Yeah, there you go.
Regular season.
Seattle sports. Oh, the agony.
Oh, my goodness.
Seahawks Thanksgiving loss was a feast of disappointment. The Kraken. Could use a magician to break their streak of bad luck.
Number one bullshit. Oh, number one bullshit.
As for the Mariners, trading fan favorite Geno is a heartbreaker.
Ah!
The perpetual roller coaster of mediocrity is getting old.
Are you kidding me?
A glimmer of hope?
Are you kidding me?
Bring back the Sonics. Seattle deserves an NBA team to fill the void and maybe bring some championship glory. Until then, Seattle sports fans endure the emotional roller coaster, craving a turnaround or a taste of the glory days. Can we not catch a break?
Number one bullshit. Oh, number one bullshit.
Could you imagine the Sonics coming back and just win it the first year?
Or what if they That'd just suck awesome. Also? Because God damn it.
Dude, the Sonics are going to come back and have to play the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals and like lose to them.
Yeah.
No, that's how it's going to go.
That's how it's going to go.
You want another rant?
Well, hold on. That one mentioned the Mariners, okay, but just for a second.
We need some more. Yeah, go.
How in the world do you send a guy out of town that is quite possibly, I mean, brace yourself, not quite this guy, but could be sort of an Edgar Martinez type character in this town, a third baseman who could transition very nicely into quite a good designated hitter from the right-hand side of the plate. He's right-handed, isn't he, Ryan?
Could add his,
he's got some curly hair coming out of the back of his hat. So minus the mustache.
Sure.
He's the Latin.
He can grow the mustache, though.
What?
He can grow a mustache.
Of course he can. He can do whatever he wants, except you get the bubblegum caught in it from time to time. Sure. God, I love him. Oh, man. You're telling me he's going to play for a different team next year?
Everything the Mariners are based off of the last couple of years, good vibes only, it was all based off of him.
And you have a great core. Like, okay, keep him, obviously, Julio. How in the world do you get rid of Geno but keep Ty France? Based off the second half of last season. Are you kidding me? And I love Ty France, but come on, bro.
He could play
every other day third base and designate hit.
So to be a good team, you just got to do whatever the opposite of DePoto wants to do.
So you're telling me that right now the Mariners are like, you know what? I think we'd be better without Teoscar Hernandez and Geno Suarez. And I'm not saying Teoscar lit the team on fire last year or anything like that, but he's a pretty nice piece, and how many RBIs is that?
So lately I've been really good about not getting so stressed out. I'm not listening to sports radio, and I walk in, and this is the first conversation we have, and all of a sudden here comes the blood pressure and the heart rate.
It's $11 million, bro. $11 million. You ask Mariners fans to take up a GoFundMe, I bet they'd make you that money.
Oh, for sure.
Mariners, all the Mariners, that's all they care about is money. That's all they care about. And then they want us to go watch the Winter Classic in their building and pay $32 for their beer to watch our favorite hockey team and support them when they just send our favorite player out of town. For absolutely nothing, by the way. For nothing. For literally nothing. For a couple of, what's the name of that AA team? The Nuts? Modesto Nuts? They traded him for a couple of nuts. They literally traded him for peanuts, Ryan.
Pecans?
We're doing a hockey show, so
all right,
we're going to talk about some hockey now.
Right. Hey, let's talk some hockey.
The bright spot of the Winter Classic, Brett, as you mentioned, are the jerseys.
Oh, this is another rant?
Yeah.
Did this come into the normal email or release the rants?
Release the rants at
releasetherants@gmail.com, everybody. It's anonymous. Let us know your feelings.
Have you seen the Seattle Kraken's Winter Classic jersey this year? absolute game changer.
Oh.
Despite a tough season, these jerseys are pure Seattle swagger. Color combo is a Pacific Northwest dream. And that Kraken logo, the S with the crack, Kraken, it's practically alive. The details. It's like wearing Seattle pride. Sure, wins might be elusive, but our fashion game, unbeatable.
Yeah. We're back to talking about the jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it looks nice. The unveiling of it was weird. Why did the Utah Jazz unveil our jerseys?
No idea.
Has anyone gotten to the bottom of that yet, or does anyone
care?
Does
Brockheimer own the Jazz, too, or something?
I have no idea.
You could tell me that, and I would not be surprised by that. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Ryan, you're all over social media. What was that?
No clue.
Nobody?
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. As far as, like, an unveiling, having them come out on their walk into the arena with them, and then everybody starts searching, are these legit? And then the next day,
But why the Utah Jazz?
No clue. They were the Utah Jazz mascot and Bowie were hanging out preseason. Who knows?
There has to be ownership or something, like crossover.
Yeah, but we hate the Jazz. We played the Jazz back in the day to go to the finals. We don't like the Jazz.
Utah is a Golden Knights market, too, so they can't even get our games.
Wow. Every time I think about the Jazz, all I see is Stockton and Hornacek in their white thighs doing well-timed bounce passes to the mailman and, you know, pissing me off in 1995 or whatever that was.
Wow, back
to
95. Angry as man. A child, yes. Even.
Yep.
Ugh, gross.
If you want to create a splash and create a buzz, then that's for both teams. Maybe both teams needed a little social media jolt. It's a good way to do it.
What? It doesn't make any sense.
I haven't thought about the Utah Jazz in forever.
Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. But anyway, the jerseys are cool. I like the felt thing on the front. Yes. I like that it's made out of felt. That's nice.
I think they hit it out of the park there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice one. I think I might purchase one. I think so.
And then never wear it.
If the Kraken win one more game, maybe I'll buy one.
I think I'm just going to go for a hoodie with the cool logo.
Oh, it comes in a hoodie?
Yeah, they got all kinds of merch. Why not?
Yeah, they do.
Speaking of which, so do we.
Yeah.
At releasethemerch.com.
Releasethemerch.com. Buy a t-shirt, everybody. All right, well, how's the future look for this team there, Ryan? Or what else you got on your notepad over there?
Well, we're going on a 4-game road trip.
Okay.
Eastern swing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to put a happy spin on this, this is the trip that should turn it around for them.
Oh, yeah?
All four of these teams are...
I'm listening.
...lower in the conference.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to... Yeah. Chicago, not very good. Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal are going to Eastern Canada. It's a little snow on the ground. It's going to be cold. We got Christmas decorations. This feels like hockey. So if they need anything to get them going, then this would be the road trip. Playing in, you know, historic teams and... East Coast, all that. And then we come back for 6 straight at home.
Yeah.
In December.
Well, okay. But aren't those teams also looking at the Kraken coming
Absolutely.
In going, oh, this is exactly what we need
100%.
To get right.
100%.
So
don't talk about that.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see what happens.
But we got to take care of Chicago and Ryan Donato and Bedard. And
oh, Donato.
Yeah.
There's another fan favorite they shipped off preseason, the historian. Yeah, wasn't he a ball of energy every time he got on the ice?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Just get rid of everybody. Start over.
He was great. Yeah, we might as well ship them out of town. Anytime you needed a timely goal, there was good old Ryan Donato.
I don't think we need fan favorites anymore. I think we just need players to come in and play. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I don't know either, man. I don't know. What else you got over there?
Just go down my notes. Shake it off. Have a short memory.
Oh, no. We're down to Ted Lasso?
No.
Come on, man. We're not all going to be goldfish and all of a sudden win the championship. You know what I mean? It's we're getting so desperate, we're down to Ted Lasso strategies? No.
It's more of a Taylor Swift reference, but that's all right.
What, the goldfish thing? Shake it off. Oh, shake it off. Yeah, all right. Maybe one of them needs to start dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that would work.
No, I mean, really, someone needs to come in, step up, and play the role, do the thing, turn the season around, and go from there. We're tied right now for a playoff spot, so it's not like
we're out of it by any means. We're in the last wild card spot right now.
Right. And if the playoffs started tomorrow,
we'd be in the wild card.
Is it possible to go out of the playoffs in one game?
Yes.
Is it possible to get killed so bad?
They just said, never mind. Next guy up.
Guys, look, I'm trying a bit of a reverse psychology, I think, in a way, because I sit down to watch these games and I get excited. And then about halfway in, I feel like I'm wasting my time. And so I feel like if I talk enough S, maybe they'll start to turn it around. Also, I feel like I'm the problem because sometimes I turn it on and they're winning, and then I turn it on and...
Just get the highlights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard with a team that plays this often because it really gets depressing.
Especially this last month. Like I said, 14 games. So every other day there's a game going on, which is every other day you can turn it on and they'll either be winning, they'll be losing. It's not like it was last year where there was a chance they're in it every single game. That was fun. This isn't fun to watch right now.
Yeah.
But again, they're not that far off. I said that last 2 weeks in a row. They really aren't. We just need guys. We need guys like Larson to step up, play it. He's playing lazy. The guys are just playing lazy right now. They need to have a little bit of purpose with how they skate. Go back to what was working for them, shooting the puck, going for rebounds, that kind of stuff. Cliche. There you go.
Well, if you want to go see any of these East Coast games, fly on Delta. Delta.com, everybody. Delta Airlines. Are we sponsored by Delta Airlines?
I mean, we love Delta Airlines.
Is this show sponsored by them?
I mean, let's give them some love.
It's not on the board.
Not really, but that's okay.
Well, if you're flying, fly Delta Airlines. They're the best.
Why not?
Epic seats.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This sponsored by this the show is sponsored by Epic Seats.
EpicSeats.com, everybody. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
If you're looking for Kraken seats or if you want to sell your Kraken seats because the Canucks are coming to town and you're too scared to go to the game, do it with EpicSeats.com. Mention Release the Show because tell them that you heard about it here on Release the Show. Tell them you're a hockey fan. And they'll probably just give you the Take 12 discount. But if you need to, because of some legal mumbo jumbo or something, mention Take 12 and you get an extra $12 when you're selling seats, or you get to take 12% off when you spend $100. They have more than just sports tickets as well. They've got concerts, anything that you need a ticket for. Check epicseats.com first. And, well, just because you can use the promo and save or get some extra money, but also because they're the best.
Do they have spring training tickets?
Yeah, they got spring training tickets. You can go check on all the Modesto nuts that will be wearing Mariners uniforms come the spring. I mean, what is the plan here for the Mariners? Oh, we've got a once-in-a-generational talent.
Sorry, by the way.
I'm sorry, but you just excuse me for a second. Like, you guys, what is the plan? Hi, we're the Mariners. We've got a once-in-a-generation talent in Julio Rodriguez that we've signed to what is reportedly a 14-year, quadrillion-dollar contract. And what we've decided to do is ship all the talent around him out of town because apparently he can do it all by himself.
We also have a new sponsor to talk about.
Yeah. Go
Pack
for it.
Back.
Pack Back, everybody. They're the best.
Yeah. They make coolers for all you people out there who are interested in ice.
more than just interested in ice. Like, you guys have seen the other kind of like high-end expensive coolers that are out there that keep everything cold for days and days and days. Mm-hmm. You've seen those. You haven't seen this. This is Packback. I mean, it's not only everything you want in any of those coolers, but then they have different compartments. It's not just one big compartment. You throw everything in there, everything gets all watery and gross. No, no, no. This is one of those coolers, but with other compartments. You can also buy it with a vacuum sealer that comes installed on the cooler so that when you're fishing, hunting, doing whatever you got to do, you can vacuum pack right there on site at the campsite, throw it right into the compartmentalized cooler so that your beers don't get all the deer blood all over it.
Wow.
Packback, everybody.
Packback.
Do coolers right. That's what I'm saying.
P-A-C-B-A-K.
P-A-C-B-A-K. Packback. It's spelled funny, but man, those coolers are awesome. They sent one of these to my house, and both kids got inside. And I shut the lid, actually? And I sent the cooler back. So I don't know where they are.
Wow. Oh, yeah. You got a cooler? Adventure.
Well, not anymore. it's PACBAK.com, everybody. Go look at these beautiful coolers. They come in all different colors. And then they also have a backpack.
A backpack cooler.
Right now, also, if you go to the website, and I don't think we have a promo code. Just this is happening on their website. Right now, if you go to the website, the coolers are $200 off. That might be a Black Friday deal. So jump on it quick. They come in all different colors, camo. These things are huge. Ryan, they delivered this box to my house. 70 pounds.
Wow.
The box was 70. So the cooler weighs 70 pounds?
No, the cooler doesn't weigh 70 pounds. The box was 70 pounds. I'm just trying to tell you. Like, you know when you buy something expensive or like and it's supposed to be awesome and you're like, I need that to feel quality.
Heavy duty.
Dude, this is the cooler that Indiana Jones survives the blast in. For real. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Pack back, everybody. And like I said, they got the backpack also. So check out the backpack. The backpack is sick. That's everything you need. And it's got a pocket for your fly fishing rod.
Wow.
That's not a euphemism. Check them out. Is that it for Release the Show today, Producer Katie?
We're done.
Okay. Enjoy the Kraken games, everybody, if you can. I think Ryan is correct. I think this East Coast swing can be just what we need to turn it around. We'll be rooting alongside of you. And if you need to rant, tell them where they can do that, Ryan.
ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com.
Also social media.
Release the Show at all social media, at Release the Show. No, as you're watching the game and rants come up, send them in because we want to break this down a little bit more. I want something real to talk about next week. Something with meat on there.
With meat?
Yeah.
Well, then they're going to need to score more than one goal.
All right, let's start with that.
You know what I mean? How about they start just winning some games? We can start calling out good performances individually rather than just the odd goal every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm thinking a hat trick tonight. Hopefully it's not from Connor Bedard. Let's go.
How many hat tricks have the Kraken ever had?
At least one, Eberle.
Yep.
Maybe another one? I don't... I should know that stat.
I think it's just the one.
I think it's just the one.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
All right. Katie, go put your running shoes on.
You're going down.
See you downstairs.
I'm going to get my referee jersey.
Get that stopwatch. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. This is where Chris usually says, see ya. Bye-bye.
1 of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.